Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What is on your mind? I'll say it again. What's on your mind? My friends, this is the program called What's on Your Mind. How bad we want to know. We even named the show What's on Your Mind. Thursday edition of the program brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org has some great information for you. Take that energy quiz. Find out just how much the EPA wants your power bill to go up. All their proposed changes, the carbon regulations would be implemented. You can't even believe what it would mean to your power bill. And you can find out down to the penny if you go to SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check that out. Tomorrow we'll be in Tioga, North Dakota at Vivacan's Best Travel Plaza. Folks at Pinnacle actually have two travel plazas, Highway 2 Stanley, and then Highway 40 just north of Highway 2 in Tioga. We'll be at the Tioga location tomorrow. And customers get to spin this wheel and win a prize, which is kind of fun. They got a big sidewalk sale going on. They have all kinds of prize drawings. It's customer appreciation sale. Lunch specials going on. They have a new loyalty program there. And so this will be a lot of fun. And look forward to seeing you. Please stop on by and say hello. Won't you do that? We'd love to have you do that as we'll be on location at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Okay, so this is the Thursday edition of the program. One guest, the bottom of next hour, joining us. Senator Kelly Armstrong, Republican from Dickinson, newly elected chair of the North Dakota Republican Party over the weekend. So look forward to chatting with Kelly about the future of the Republican Party in North Dakota and welcome your questions for him as well today on the program. So we're going to do that. In the meantime, get to find out what's on your mind. You know, I had intended today to start with something on my mind that might not exactly be politically correct to say, Todd. That was my plan, okay? And, right. You know, let the chips fall where they may. It's just my opinion, and folks can agree or disagree.
All right.
I was going to do that, but now I'm a little worried because I'm reading more about this story of this principal of a North Miami high school that has been fired. Now, see if you can follow me because this is a bizarre twist here. He was fired because of some comments that he posted on the Miami Herald website that defended the police officer in that McKinney, Texas case that was caught on video that we've been talking a little bit about this week. So a Florida principal exercising free speech. And by the way, here's what he wrote. He did nothing wrong. He was afraid for his life. I commend him for his actions. Not like he, you know, said something unbecoming of a principal or whatever, right? He gave his opinion on a case. He said, speaking of the cop, he did nothing wrong. He was afraid for his life. I commend him for his actions. And now the guy's been fired. Are you kidding me? The thought police are alive and well, so I don't even see, how is that to even, I'm flabbergasted by this. How is that a firing offense?
Seems seriously. A little drastic.
A little?
But you're upsetting the children.
Aren't they at home for the summer? I mean...
Right, they're at home for the summer, and they could be reading the Internet. It's too hot to be out there.
Well, here's the problem, Todd. The Miami Herald reports that 99% of the students at North Miami Senior High are minorities.
Okay. So their implication is he's inciting a race riot by having responded the way he did? Is that the implication?
I don't know. He's a white principal. He has minority students, largely, right. And he's defending a white police officer who's thought to have mistreated young girl who happens to be African-American. Man alive, I'm sick of this. I'm so sick of it, I can't even begin to tell you. What is happening to us? This is ridiculous. I mean, he can't have an opinion? He's a white principal that happens to have 99% minority students. Now he's fired for that? You can't make this up. Miami-Dade County Public School Superintendent Alberto Carvajalo insinuated that the principal's comments were insensitive and unacceptable. Let me go back and quote what the guy said about the police officer. He did nothing wrong. He was afraid for his life. I commend him for his actions. Back to the superintendent. The comments were insensitive and unacceptable. Goes on to say, judgment is the currency of honesty. Insensitivity, intentional or perceived, is both unacceptable and inconsistent with our policies, but more importantly, with our expectation of common sense behavior that elevates the dignity and humanity of all, beginning with the children. Can somebody translate what that is supposed to mean there? Judgment is the currency of honesty. Insensitivity, intentional or perceived, is both unacceptable and inconsistent with our policies, but more importantly, with our expectation of common sense behavior that elevates the dignity and humanity of all, beginning with children. The guy gave his opinion about a police officer who he believed, as I do, did nothing wrong. Who was afraid for his life, given the chaos that was going there. Commends him for his actions. But that's insensitive. Even if he didn't mean to be insensitive, if I perceive it as insensitive, that's a firing offense. This is unbelievable. So you can understand why I'm hesitating to utter what I believe might be some politically incorrect comments. But you know what? I'm going to live on the edge today, Todd. I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Go for it.
Yeah. There has been a story unfolding on the eastern part of the state regarding, and this is a whole other story about political correctness. Evidently, it's some immigrant groups. And it was first described as immigrant groups that were rivals. Other reports are that it's one particular immigrant group that has factions in it that they're fighting. And the police initially said, look, these are people who know each other, who don't like each other, and it's not a threat to anybody else. And so there were a bunch of fights in a park on Sunday night. And there were some cars vandalized, windows smashed. And that was Sunday. Then Monday, there was car vandalism near a Cashwise grocery store. Police found a man who'd been assaulted with a baseball bat near the shop. So this thing continues to get crazy. Yesterday, several people entered an apartment. There was a home invasion, demanded money, beat a man there with a handgun. And evidently, these individuals involved here are, one news organization won't call them immigrant groups, believe it or not. They call them New American groups. They don't call them immigrant groups. So now we even have to be careful how we describe them. Thankfully, Valley News Live isn't worried about that. They're giving us some facts on this. But anyway, they now have been involved, and two have been arrested in the invasion. Okay, they evidently lived in western North Dakota and then moved to Fargo. Here's my question, my politically incorrect statement. If it is, tell me. If you are here under one of these programs in which you legally immigrate to the United States, Somalia, Bosnia, whatever. You come from, through some effort to get you out of a difficult part of the world to come here and have gainful employment and ultimately build a new life in the United States. And you do this, you're gone. In my view, you should be gone. By gone, I mean deported. I mean, you come here legally under some program sponsored by Lutheran Social Services or any particular church group or whatever, and I don't know the percentages, but whatever percentage that end up with record, end up in court, you're gone. You're deported. I think they should be deported. So, I don't know how long it'll be between now and when I end up like the Miami principal. But we'll see. Jeff, driving between Minot and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, that principal down there in Florida, he just hit the lottery, as far as I'm concerned. He didn't say anything offensive. He didn't use profanity. And what he said wasn't offensive to anybody. And, in fact, at the end of the day, he may be proved right because this is still an open investigation. So I think he's got huge opportunity on his hands for a civil rights suit and walk away with a couple million in his pocket.
I hear you because it's about as ridiculous a firing as I've ever seen. But now we gotta right the wrong in court, Jeff, and get him some pockets by suing. Isn't that sad? Tell me what's on your mind. You've heard what's on mine.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Death Ranch Real Country Jam, June 19th through the 21st. All ticket proceeds go to the Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota, Sawyer Brown, the Bart Crow Band, Blackbird, and many more. Weekend pass only $80 and a discount for military members. There's concessions, a beer garden, and dry camping available. The Buffalo Gap Death Ranch Real Country Jam for Fallen Soldiers, June 19th through the 21st, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-623-4200.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to the program. A new sponsor, by the way, Kevin Piper and his team at Piper's Auctions. Looking forward to quite a sale they have coming up. Actually, this weekend north of Columbus is one I could tell you about. It's a little bit sooner. But the one I was mentioning is actually near Medora later this year. Piper's Auction Company has land auctions featuring exceptional cropland, Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, Williams, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper-exclusive land auction, the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora, 20,000 acres of vast meadows and streams and ponds, some rugged buttes frame up the property as well, the Dakota Badlands. Unbelievable. And this weekend, the Ron and Sue Brothen Household and Equipment Auction north of Columbus. Everything from an exceptional line of farm equipment, four John Deere Steiger tractors, a Case IH 7088 combine with headers, International Ford and Chevy farm trucks. Got a lot of goodies there. And also some antique and household items, too. It's Saturday, 10 a.m., a mile north of Columbus. Check it all out at Pipers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Welcome aboard, Kevin Piper and the team at Piper's Auction Company. Mike, on the road towards one beautiful place in North Dakota, Riverdale. What's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about free speech, and I support what you're saying, that a person should be able to express their opinion without fearing being fired. There is a little problem, though. Unions protected people who exercise their free speech rights. The Republican Party's done everything in its power to destroy unions. Up here in energy country, it used to be that a union member could say what they wanted without any fear of reprisal. But now if a union member, since there were no union protections in a lot of these coal mines, if a person expresses their opinion, they'll be called into the office and say, if you want to continue to work here, you won't be expressing that opinion publicly. So I wonder how you balance the fact that the Republican Party is trying to destroy unions with this free speech thing that you're advocating.
Well, first of all, you'd have to give me what you consider to be an example of the Republican Party of destroying unions. I think, first of all, the union membership in this country is on the decline and quite low, I would argue, mostly out of the fact that the unions have become just political tools, right? They aren't about advocating on behalf of their members or collective bargaining. They're about fat cat political types. That's my take. But I believe most of the problems that unions have are from union leadership. It's not from the Republican Party. What would you cite as the example that the Republican Party is doing in unions by doing what?
Well, it's just exactly what you just said. You just now said unions are no good as fat cat political guys. You don't say anything about the Koch brothers buying off congressmen left and right. It's Fox News and giving unions a bad name. Unions do a whole lot to protect employees and give them the right to fight back. And the Ronald Reagan was famous for starting the Republican drive against unions. You have Scott Walker and some of these Republican governors who are trying to make a name by destroying unions. For you to say the Republican Party...
No. Wait a minute. Let's take these one at a time. First of all, Scott Walker simply said you can't double dip. You can't be on both sides of the table. You can't on one side negotiate with yourself. On the other side of the table, he was talking about, changes there. It wasn't as though, hey, I want the unions gone. He was simply trying to bring some common sense reform because the cost of government continued to go up ridiculously and there was no accountability, no incentive to rein that in. And obviously that was in a very red state agreed by the voters. Here's my deal, Mike. I think unions, have to make the case that union membership makes sense. So to say if the Republican Party, then there'd be more members. Why is union membership going down?
Because the Republican Party has made everything in the possible to make union elections difficult. They've given this Rush Limbaugh routine, Fox News routine. They've done everything in their power to destroy unions, and it's set wages back. The average person now is making 12% less than they made prior to the Republican system of driving unions into the ground. Republicans know that when workers make good wages, it hurts the CEO's pay. So the Republicans are doing everything they can to destroy unions.
First of all, I think you give the Republican Party too much credit for the troubles that unions have. It would be my opinion. I think, again, union trouble is related to...
So Is the Republican Party in favor of unions?
Well, I think by and large, I would agree with you, no. But my point is, I don't believe that the Republicans...
Unions. They don't like unions because unions support the worker and give the working man...
I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I think that the Republicans would tell you that the market should set the... what somebody earns, and that by and large, I'll tell you personally that I believe that, you know, every individual ought to go out there and whatever they bring to the table in the way of a talent, they ought to bring it to the marketplace to get what the market will bear. That's the free market.
Okay,
that's where most Republicans are at. Whereas the Democratic way would be, hey, let's just be one big group here. And we're all in this together. That's just a different philosophy. That isn't, one is good, one is bad.
That's all just worked fine. When the Waltons have more money than the bottom 120 million people, and the guy standing at the door is on welfare, we don't need unions, is what you're telling me.
No, you just have a different way of looking at the world. You look at the Waltons as bad.
I have a fair way of looking at the world. When a CEO makes 350 times what a line worker makes, that's not fair. You don't have a fair. You're saying, hey,
here's my deal, Mike. I don't like Mike deciding what's fair or not, right? I like the market deciding what's fair. So
that's
my point
right.
is,
you like the Trump
because
brothers should decide
I know,
what's fair.
I know there's a lot of line workers. I mean, McDonald's is a good example of this. There's a ton of leadership at McDonald's that started on the line. That started there as teenagers and went up the ranks. And, folks that go from the line to the CEO job, that's great. That's fantastic. That's the American way.
Let the poor person trying to make a living at McDonald's starve while the CEO of McDonald's gets 350 times what the line worker does. That's fair.
Well, Mike, again, what I just described to you was someone starting as a teenager, whatever, making a low wage at McDonald's, at a starting wage, a training wage, whatever, doing the work of, flipping the burgers, rising to the CEO. 60, it can happen. It's pretty cool. And again,
60% of the people working for McDonald's are not teenagers. They're people trying to make a living wage. Why does that CEO need 350 times what the working person does? What you're supporting is greed.
Well, we just have a very different view of the world and how it works and the economy. I don't say it's greed. I say, look, if McDonald's, to use that example, makes X amount of dollars, needs a CEO that runs the entire operation, they're going to pay what it takes.
Maybe
to get
the CEO came up with the idea that made them all that money.
And by the way, without the Waltons, how many less people would have jobs at Walmart?
True.
Anyway, a lot of folks want to respond to Mike. We'll give you a chance to do so next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you, from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop at Seaman Valley City. In Castleton, two locations to serve you up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now. And of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4 for $4 special like I do. That's four items. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a great deal. I have it once a week at least, and you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Top of the hour. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition of the program. Give us a ring at 800-228-0550. Senator Kelly Armstrong, your chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, takes your calls bottom of the next hour, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, just tell us what's on your mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Talked to Tyler actually last night from High Plains Apache. He said, hey, I want your listeners to be the first to know we're going to go 36 months. Are you ready for this? 36 months, no interest. That's right, new or used at High Plains Apache. So, you know, I was just checking out some of the used units. They have a 2010 Apache AS715. So you're gonna save big there. It's got about 1,121 hours on it. And got the big 120-foot boom on it. There's a 2000 Apache 790, only 2,540 hours on that one. 750-gallon capacity. Got the 90-foot width on it. And about 52,000, got that, and you have the deal on the no interest for 36 months. So some really good deals right now, new or used, no interest financing. Going to move some units out, and they just said, hey Scott, tell everybody we're dealing right now. So you want a great deal on a sprayer, new or used? High Plains Apache is the place. They're in Mandan on East Side Court, across from Bonanza there. Call them at 663-2375. Exit 60 south of Fargo at Frontier, 297-6464 there. Back to the phones here. Jamie in Bismarck wanted to talk to about Mike's take on unions. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, I kind of made this comparison last week, and this guy reminded me of the same thing, and he was bragging about these unions and coal mines here. The Democrat Party and Obama is doing everything he can to stop coal, so your union dues are going to elect a guy who's trying to kill your job off. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, Scott?
Yeah, no kidding. I'd add the Keystone XL pipeline to that as well. I mean, unions have been for that all along, and the Obama administration is, you know, just throwing sand in the works on that one as well. So good point.
And then you got the railroads who got a union. They're hauling coal, which are made, and these coal trains run on diesel, which is made from what? Oil, which Obama's wants to stop production of that. And same goes with the line workers unions. What is the electricity running through those lines come from, Scott? Coal generated power, right?
It does.
Yep. I mean, come on. Connect the dots here, people. It's getting old when I hear this stuff. And as far as fair, I bet I can go and check out Mike's house and find a lot of stuff he has. I don't know. That ain't fair either, is it, Mike?
Well, I literally get chills when I hear people talking that way.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I mean, more than anything, you know, have conversations with your kids about this, right? If somebody next door has a better car, number one, they've made a choice. to have that car, and maybe that's in place of something else that you have in your house. You can have that conversation. Number two, that's freedom. That's freedom at work.
Right.
This idea that they have this and therefore they're bad and we're good, and you live life being a victim. If you think CEOs make a lot of money, aspire to be one.
Scott, one more quick thing here. You're talking about freedom of speech getting knocked down and out. I had a friend of mine. She's a Republican. She's a teacher, and she went to school with a Republican presidential sticker on her bumper. She said she'd never been treated like a bigger piece of crap in her life by the people she worked with, thought who were her friends, and they're in the union. Not to be honest, she was a piece of trash to them.
I've heard that before from others as well. That's a real interesting way to... Again, groupthink, right? So you leave the groupthink,
yep,
and all of a sudden you're a pariah. I mean, this is real neighborly. Yeah, interesting points, Jamie. Thank you, John. Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hard to improve on Jamie there, but, for a minute there, listening to my talk, I thought it was my daughter that had called in. The mantra is always the same. And Koch brothers, I don't know them, but... boy, when you hear comments about them, it's like they must have more money than God. I mean, gosh, they're doing everything.
What's funny, though, is if you total every penny that the Koch brothers have personally given, their foundation has given, their employees have given, their organizations that they support, like Americans for Prosperity, it is literally, pales in comparison to union donations. Go look at what unions have donated, look at how they engage in the political process, and what I love about that is, they're doing it with their own money. The unions do it with dues, right? They extract money from their employees and say, we're going to give it to this person. The Koch brothers are doing it with their own money. It's their hard-earned money. I mean...
but I've given up. I don't even try to debate with my daughter because it's useless, because... liberals, if you put them against the wall with a question and they can't defend their stance, then it reverts to what I remember, the old, elementary playground scenario when somebody gets an argument. Oh, yeah, well, your mom wears combat boots. It's about that mentality, right?
Well, I want to be at your next Thanksgiving dinner, John. It sounds like you have interesting conversations there at the...
No, we don't. My son, the oldest, he turned me on to Rush Limbaugh when he was 15 years old. And he is... the girls don't even dare say anything because he'll put them in their place. So I just kind of sit back and listen.
All right, we have Bismarck's take, Grand Forks' take. Let's get Fargo's, and then Minot next on what Mike had to say. Go ahead, Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, it's really sad to hear people call in, and I'm sure he means well. He just doesn't understand what capitalism is and how it works. And I don't know if he knows it or not, but he's preaching communism. If he wants the government to control what people make and where they work, then there's several countries in this world that he could, petition to move there and jump right into a socialist, communist economic system. And the reality is every single one of them struggles greatly because it doesn't work. And getting back specifically to his union comments, if unions want to be successful, here's what they need to do. They would explode if they did that. Get rid of seniority, pay everyone based on merit and their ability to do whatever job the union is supporting, and every single year they should fire about 5% of the people that are underperforming and hire 10% more that are overperformers and pay them the best wage in the industry. If they did that for 10 years, they would have a negotiating block for a workforce that would be unstoppable. No, here's what they do. First guy in is there forever. He's got a bad attitude. He wants to do nothing all day. Hence the auto workers, they film them getting drunk and smoking dope at lunch. Does the union fire them or discipline them? No. They sue the company to protect their jobs. If they truly had high-quality employees that were motivated, they'd be unstoppable. but they don't. There's a whole bunch of people in unions that are hardworking, very motivated people, but they get dragged down by whatever percentage chooses to take advantage of seniority and do something close to nothing all day long. It's a tragedy, and the unions could fix it.
Yeah, it's a disaster of their own making, largely led by leadership. You're exactly right.
Did you hear the negotiations with the governor of Minnesota in the Republican House? He wanted money to help the schools, and the Republicans said, great, we'll give you the money, but here's the stipulation. You have to get rid of seniority, pay teachers based on merit and who's the best teacher. We'll throw money at it. It'll take off like a rocket ship. The governor said, there's no way we're doing that. The teachers union said, there's no way we're doing that. So they're protecting the poor performing teachers and preventing the younger or whatever age, the motivated overperforming teachers from making the most money. They will not do it. And and look at how the schools perform on insane amount of dollars. The Catholic schools educate kids better for half what the public schools. And I know there's some issues with who they have to educate and other things like that. But the bottom line is they put the dollars in place to help the best performing instructors, and the rest is history. Unions will not do that, and it's very sad.
You laid out a pretty good blueprint for the resuscitation of the unions. I mean, if they literally did, and really any hard work, and there's a lot of good union members out there, right?
My
beef is largely with the bureaucracy and the leadership. And anybody good worth their salt, say it'd be a great idea to say, look, let's the hard workers are going to be rewarded, and the ones that are dead weight are going to be up for thinning of the herd. Every the workforce will be like you said, the 10-5 swap make a lot of sense. Appreciate the call. What's that, Steve?
God, if you're working at a production line in an auto plant and you're getting drunk at lunch and you're not fired the next day, something is wrong with that system. That cannot be tolerated. It drags the entire operation right into the tank.
And merit pay for teachers is something teachers ought to welcome, too. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Appreciate the call.
Thanks
a bunch. Al in Minot did agree with some of the things that Mike said. We could use some more Mike supporters here just to stir this up a little. Al, what did you agree with that Mike had to say?
Well, as an independent, being a North Dakota native, don't let the southern accent fool you. I was born in Jamestown. But, as an independent, I believe there's a good and a bad to the unions, okay? And one of the things that really hurt us was the right to work, North Dakota being a right to work state. I've seen a lot, as a whole field consultant, I'm out there almost every day. And here in the last month, I've hit almost every rig out there in the oil field. And the rig count that we get on the NDIC, that ain't accurate. Five or six of those rigs are surface rigs, so that's only two or three guys. But it was really disturbing to me. I've seen it in the last 4 or 5 years up here, that there's only one or two North Dakota license plates on these locations. And I know a bunch of North Dakota hands, and I know one hand who's a great hand. It worked with me down in Texas, and he'd made it up to consultant, but when he was working his way up through the ranks, he had worked for one or two companies, and I won't mention any names, but up to like 50 times, they'd have an upper management change and they'd get rid of him. He'd have 5 or 6 years and they'd get rid of him, and then he'd have to look for another job in the oil field, and it was like that, and, with the nepotism and stuff like that. And unions, kind of, with their arbitration boards and stuff, you just can't run a person off to hire your brother-in-law. You know what I'm saying? So there's some protection there. But I do believe that they did get a little bit too political and a little bit too greedy. I believe that they took something that was meant to be good and got a little too greedy.
Messed it up. Al, appreciate your call. Nice hearing from you. Pat Bulo, when we come back on What's on Your Mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friends over at Minnesota's best resort, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake Walker, Minnesota. With summer on its way, now is the time to plan a trip to the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota. The place is like a Norman Rockwell painting come alive. Regardless of what you're looking to do, Chase on the Lake has you covered. The Itasca State Park just up the road, State Parks, the premier walleye lake in Minnesota, Leech Lake. The fishing on Leech has been great this spring and should continue. Speaking of the lake, you can rent fishing boats, jet skis, pontoons, paddleboards, kayaks. I haven't got into their award-winning Comprador Spa. Chase on the Lake, Lakeside Dining at the 502. So much to do, so little summer. Do yourself a favor. Go to chaseonthelake.com and check out everything this incredible resort has to offer. Take a look at the packages page to see what kind of deals you can get all summer long. Classic hotel rooms, 2 and 3 bedroom condos. Whether you're a couple or family, Chase on the Lake will give you luxurious accommodations. Chaseonthelake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake Resort, Walker, Minnesota.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Slim Roast. It's a new formula that combines a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a powerful appetite suppressant. Sugar and fat blocker, too. No more guessing. Focused studies with hundreds of people show that Slim Roast works 100% of the time, and it'll work for you. Or get your money back. Order Slim Roast today and lose weight without struggling. Call 877-383-6054. I'd love to send you a free sample. 877-383-6054.
Father's Day is coming up. Time to treat Dad to the perfect day in the fields. Border Plains Equipment has everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with his Case IH pressure washer. Plus, you'll earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases. Hurry on in to Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow before June 30th and ask about this special offer. And take care of dear old Dad with a stop at Border Plains Equipment.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, Scott, the fellow you were just arguing with, I don't know where he's pulling that 350 times as much figure for a CEO's pay versus a line worker. Most companies in this country, unless they are nationwide with tens of thousands of employees, that's just not possible. And the other thing is, what is so great about a union? All these public sector unions, why do we have them? They don't need a union to be protected. I'm a public sector employee, and I am not unionized, and I'm fine with that. Thanks for your time. Bye.
Appreciate the call very much. Thank you. We are back on the What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550-701. 2580550, brought to you this hour by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I'll speak truth to power here. There is a war on coal. When you're in a war, what do you need? An army. That's us, folks. Why should we care? Just let the industry fight it out. Well, first of all, there's a lot of folks within the sound of my voice that are in the industry. We're talking about families and livelihoods and all kinds of, Main Street businesses and car dealerships and restaurants and everything else that'd be impacted by it. So that's one thing, but set that aside. But really, even if you don't have a connection to the industry directly, take a look at your power bill. There's your connection. If you go to secureenergyfuture.org, there is a widget where you can find out how much the proposed changes to carbon regulations would impact your monthly energy bill. Your bottom line, the power goes up. The cost of the power goes up. And by the way, when the cost of the power goes up, everything goes up. So you can take action on this website. You can get information. You can take the energy quiz to test your knowledge of Midwest energy resources and share that with the elected leaders. But join the Army. Be part of this. Defend affordable, reliable electricity, which includes coal-based electricity. We don't have that. We lose the reliability, folks. And that's very important to businesses and families right here in North Dakota and in Minnesota today and into the future. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Let's go to Beulah, North Dakota. They know a little bit about coal up in beautiful Beulah. Pat's on the line. What's on your mind, Pat?
Hey, I think that one caller hit exactly the nail on the head. Not a Republican thing, Democrat thing. It's just greed. I mean, there's greed on both sides. And, $20 an hour, I was telling a guy, I said, to pay for as expensive as everything is, a guy needs 30. Well, somebody says, yeah, you really are getting 30 because your employer pays about 10 in insurance and all that. So I got to thinking about that. Yeah, might be right. I probably see 3 of that 10. The other 7 goes to pay for illegal that ain't even supposed to be in this country and people that won't work. So I don't know. It's a mess. But I think that guy hit it with the greed, you know. We can't all be CEOs. We can't have a nation of CEOs. Somebody's got to actually do the work. And if you can't afford to pay to live, then that's pretty sad.
Let me share this email with you on your point, Dean. Rather, Pat. This is from Dean. Dean says, Scott, my wife has been fortunate enough to work for a stellar Midwestern, now worldwide company whose initials are 3M. I always looked at CEOs' wages in a different light. This company employs around 90,000 people, some union, some not. If every employee chipped in $100, the boss would make about $9 million. To me, that's a small price to pay. This guy has a responsibility of 90,000 families, and if he does a good job growing a company and keeping it a market force, then they are all well worth the price. If not, they should be replaced. And he says that was the salary range of a couple of years ago. He's putting it into perspective. I think CEOs, the caller earlier was saying, oh, the Walton family. Well, how many people work at Walmart? How many people buy cheap stuff because of Walmart? I mean, so I want a well-compensated, and the fact that they came up with an idea and a way to sell products and it works has made them money. That's America. I don't know what Pat wants us to do, take the Walton's money and distribute it around. You know, I don't see what the Waltons have as greed. Look, there's greed everywhere, right? I mean, but that's a character trait. I don't think that means, oh, because of greed, we should have everybody make the same salary or have a quote-unquote living wage. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying, Scott. I absolutely do. But if we didn't have something to someone, mechanisms in place, I think we would have a few. Well, hell, they'd probably have the military in their back pocket. We'd force people to work and give them nothing.
That won't happen. That won't happen in the United States of America without repeating some things in our history. In my mind, to have quite a deal. But Pat, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Lauren and Minot, what's on your mind today?
Well, my experience was on the federal level. I was labor relations person at 3 different installations here in the United States. And in the public sector, of course, wages are set by Congress, so there is no wage negotiation. My experience was that all labor or all unions did was cost the public a lot of money. just the number of employees on the management side that are needed to deal with that, plus arbitrations, mediations. Arbitrators get $120, $140 an hour. Mediators get a similar amount. It's just incredible how much money the taxpayers have to dole out because of public unions.
Interesting. And the perspective of someone that's been in the middle of refereeing all that. Appreciate that take, Lauren. Thank you very much. All right, we'll keep chatting about this after the break. Mark from Idaho wants to weigh in. Alan Fargo, Tony's out there on the road down in Bismarck. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Google. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.